Hello, hello, hello. Oh my goodness, everyone. Are you in for a treat? Pun intended. The lovely and magnificent yoga teacher Emily is going to guide you through a mindful eating practice. Now, if you've never done this before, be prepared to have your taste buds illuminated and your mind blown. We did this in studio during an Ayurveda workshop, and I'm not kidding you all. It was so interesting to see how, if you just set your intention, take some time, relax, how you can really just find yourself in a meditative state during this practice. So I hope you enjoy. It is about 15 minutes or so. So take your time, enjoy, relax, and report back. Check out today's show notes for more information about everything. I hope you enjoy. Namaste.
I just want to have us one more time. I know we're really grounded, but just kind of close your eyes if that feels good. One more time for today. And just take a couple of breaths. Recenter after our excitement of getting our food passed out to us. And feel the air in the room. Hear the sounds around you. Feel the way the ground below you supports you. The way your breath feels. Just really tuning into all of the sensations that you're experiencing. Now, if you can, try to recall a vivid memory where you experienced something for the very first time, where you're really taking things in through all of your senses, with a curious mindset, excited mindset. Maybe this was your first time in a yoga class, maybe a visit to a new place, perhaps a time you tried a new food. Whatever you're calling forward, just consider it. Think about how you were fully in that moment, recalling sights, sounds, smells, tastes, the way you felt in your body. In that moment, all of the details and the sensations, the novelty or newness that you can remember. So think of this today as our beginner's mind, bringing a simple curiosity to whatever you're about to experience, cultivating a mind that's less filled with fearful thoughts about the future or unhappy thoughts about the past. And keep this feeling of conscious awareness in your beginner's mind as we move into our raisin or nut meditation, whichever you prefer today. You can gently open your eyes and start to get your food out. One for now. So whenever you're ready, you're going to pick up your raisin or your nut, and you're just going to look closely at the object in your hand. Taking your time, notice its shape, its color, its texture, how the light reflects off its wrinkled surface, or where it's absorbed, or if it's smooth and the light just illuminates that. Observing your raisin or your nut from different angles, as if you were a scientist, studying it with intense curiosity. Look at every tiny detail of this particular raisin or nut. Notice Now picking it up, move it gently between your fingers. Is it soft and spongy? Is it hard? Does it feel rough or smooth or sticky to the touch? Notice every aspect of your experience of touching this raisin or this nut or other item if you're at home. And now bringing the raisin or the nut very close to your ear, you'll roll the raisin between your fingers or the nut between your fingers. Listen carefully. What do you hear? Crackling, popping, kind of scratchy, dry sound. If you notice now that your mind's having thoughts like, this is really weird, or what does listening to a raisin or a nut have to do with eating it and being in the moment? Just notice those thoughts and let them go, gently shifting your attention back to noticing the sound that your raisin or your nut is making. Now bringing the raisin or the nut to your nose, smell it. Taking your time, breathing in deeply. In this very moment, what is your experience of smelling a raisin or smelling a nut? Notice if you can smell the odor from the raisin or the nut more clearly through one nostril than the other. If you become aware of thoughts, once again, just notice them and let them go, bringing your attention back to smelling the raisin or the nut right here, right now, in this very moment. And now looking at the raisin once again, very slowly, bringing the raisin to your lips. Feel your arm move as your hand approaches. Notice how it knows exactly how to move the food to your mouth. As you see the raisin coming closer, pay close attention to what is happening inside your mouth. Are you beginning to have saliva? Preparation for eating. Are we getting hungry? When the raisin reaches your lips, closing your eyes, devoting your complete attention to the sensations at your lips. And when you're ready, allowing your tongue to take the raisin from your lips into your mouth without beginning to chew. Noticing how the tongue knows exactly what to do with the raisin. Now allow it to position the raisin between your teeth, noticing if it goes to one side automatically or the other. And being aware in this moment of any emotions that might be arising for you. Perhaps impatience, desire, anticipation, resistance, or worry. Observing these emotions, acknowledge their presence, and then gently shift your attention back to the sensations in your mouth. And when you're ready, I invite you to bite down on the raisin or the nut. Taste the flavor bursting onto your tongue. Now very, very slowly chew the raisin or the nut. Chewing, tasting, chewing, tasting. And when you're ready, begin to swallow. Can you feel the raisin or the nut moving down your throat? Can you be aware of how many times you have to swallow to eat one raisin or one nut? And now noticing how the tongue moves into the crevices of the teeth, seeking out all the tiny pieces left over of the food. And noticing how the taste in your mouth is different now than before you bit into the raisin. Being fully aware of this process of eating a raisin or eating a nut. Sometimes we can use our mindfulness in this very focused way, using all of our senses to observe every detail of our experience. And sometimes we can widen the lens of mindfulness so that our awareness expands to take in the bigger picture. And we nurture both of these aspects of awareness as we practice. So if you'll take a moment to pick up another raisin or nut, or if you want to switch, feel free to do that as well. We're going to expand our lens. So picking up another raisin or a nut, or switching to whichever one you didn't do before, you bring your beginner's mind back to this experience. After all, it's a completely new raisin or nut. Looking carefully, see if you can find the stem end of this raisin, its belly button, or a place on a nut where it was once connected to a tree. And in this moment, take time to reflect on this part of the piece of food you're looking at, because it can tell you a lot. It can tell you that at one time, the raisin was attached to something larger than itself, to a vine, or the almond to a tree, or whatever nut. And that vine or tree was nourished by the soil it grew in, and by the sun and the rain. The vine, or the tree, and the grapes, or nuts that grew on it, experienced wind, cold, and warmth. At night, the moon and stars gazed down on it, as did the sun by day. And when it reached a certain size, it was picked by people, workers who had parents and perhaps children of their own, who had hopes and dreams and challenges in their lives, who were perhaps born in another country, whose first language may or may not have been English. They picked this grape or this nut and helped it through the process that transformed it into what you're holding today. It may have been packaged in a box or stored in a bulk container. Either way, human energy was used to move it onto a truck that was the result of the labor of hundreds, perhaps thousands of people. And a person drove this truck using energy from the earth, from oil and gasoline that may have come from the far side of the planet or may have come from New Mexico, to transport the raisin or the nut to the market. And when the truck arrived at its destination, more human beings expended energy to unload the raisins or nuts and carry them in their box or container to a shelf or a bin. And then someone came along and picked it up and carried it out of the store. And there the cashier at the register used more energy from the earth, this time in the form of electricity, to calculate the price for this raisin or this nut and all the other raisins or nuts that came along with it in its package. And now those raisins were brought here and they're with you. This unique raisin or this unique nut that has had quite a remarkable journey to arrive here in your hand at this moment. And when we slow down and look deeply at the raisin or nut, we can see that perhaps what a few minutes ago was just an ordinary raisin or an ordinary nut is not so ordinary after all. By expanding our awareness, we can actually see the earth and sun and stars and clouds and rain and oil and gas and electricity and all the people who played a part in bringing this raisin or this nut into our hand. Paying attention, looking deeply, we can see the entire web of life itself. A vast interconnectedness that includes the raisin or the nut, ourselves, our friends, our families, our community here. In this very moment, we are holding the entire universe right here in our hand. Now returning from this wide angle view to the more concentrated focus we used before, eat this raisin or this nut as you did the first one. slowly bringing concentrated attention to seeing, feeling, hearing, smelling, and tasting the raisin or the nut. If thoughts or emotions arise, just notice them, let them go. Return to the sensations of eating the raisin or the nut. Perhaps you're experiencing a deeper understanding of and appreciation for the existence of the raisin or the nut, including all the many causes and conditions that led to its being right here, right now. Once you've finished chewing and swallowing the raisin or the nut, take a moment to look deeply once again. Reflect on the fact that your body, right in this moment, is two raisins, two nuts, one of each heavier than it was before. And consider that the raisin or the nut you've just eaten is in this moment undergoing another transformation. This time inside your body. It's actually becoming a part of your body and nourishing you. Consider that raisins, if you ate raisins, have a lot of iron in them, a mineral that comes from the earth and is critical to our body's production of red blood cells, which carry oxygen to every cell and organ in our body. Consider if you ate any nuts, the protein there that supports the development and health of our muscles. By slowing down and looking deeply at our raisin or our nut, we can see how this small object that we've just eaten, with all its countless interconnections to the larger universe, has directly contributed to our own health and well-being. Take a moment now to close out from our mindful eating. Just send gratitude to the raisins or the nuts that you ate and all of the elements that brought it to you today. And some gratitude to yourself for slowing down and mindfully enjoying the process of eating your raisin or nut. Thank you all for letting me guide you through this. Namaste.
Thank you. It's wonderful. Thank you so much for listening to Yoga Podcast created in 2018. Did you know that you can listen to hundreds of free audio yoga classes dedicated to meditation, mindfulness practices, and of course, asana, as well as tons of amazing information for your personal and sacred practice on and off of the mat. Check out today's show notes for a link to my website, lovebreezybreeyoga.com. You will also find a link to iloveyogatherapy.org, a new online resource center for yoga therapy and somatic healing practices and techniques. You will find a ton of information, videos and articles and case studies if you are interested in learning more about yoga therapy and Ayurvedic practices. Thank you so much for listening. Go in peace. Namaste.